Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. Christmas in March? Today we look at Romans chapter 8, starting at verse 1. Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit of life set me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law was powerless to do in that it was weakened by the sinful nature, God did by sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful man to be a sin offering. Can you believe that Christmas was already 3 months ago? As a teacher, it's fun to receive Christmas gifts from your students. They walk into the classroom beaming with pride with their perfectly wrapped and well-thought-out presents that are just for you. By now, the gift card to your favorite coffee shop has probably run out. The cute house plant that you had high hopes for may have already died. The festive mugs have most likely been shoved to the back of the shelf that has been deemed the cute teacher mug shelf. Until next year, teacher gifts. Have you ever done the same thing with baby Jesus? Maybe you've spent all your Christmas joy and it's long run out. Perhaps you're waiting until next December to deeply ponder again the precious gift that was given to you at the manger. This passage in Romans gives us a pretty incredible reason to not leave Christmas in December. Paul reminds us that our sinful nature has made us powerless when it comes to our salvation. Conversely, he states, there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. So how then do we gain access to eternal life? The answer is baby Jesus in the manger. What we couldn't do, God did by sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful man to be a sin offering. This time of year can feel like a grind. Just maybe you have been too busy striving and hustling since school started back in January that you haven't taken a moment to remember the one gift that hasn't run out yet, your Savior. The devil can tempt us to think that our striving will carry us to our worth, our redemption, our freedom. Of course, our work is not in vain. It matters. It brings glory to God. And yet, but when it comes to salvation, the most important work has already been done. The good news of Christmas changes our day-to-day life, even when it's not the most wonderful time of the year. We needed a Savior, and God sent us one. Not any old gift, but a perfectly wrapped and well-thought-out present that is specifically for you. Don't wait till next December, brothers and sisters. Let the gift of a Savior live in every day of the rest of your life. Be filled with glad tidings of joy that the Christ child has set us free from the law of sin and death. This gift is for you today and always. Let's pray together. So bring him incense, gold, and myrrh. Come, peasant, king, to own him. The King of Kings salvation brings. Let loving hearts enthrone him. Raise the song on high. The virgin sings her lullaby. Joy, joy, for Christ is born, the babe, the son of Mary. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to wells.net/devotions. May the Lord bless and keep you.